Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jonathan Mayo, MLB Pipeline. Jonathan, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. How's it going?
It's going well. Well, for some of us, it's going well. I think there's some sad, sad folks here in San Diego. Give us your thoughts on Taylor Trammell, the kid that the Padres acquired in this three-team deal with the Reds and the Indians.
I think eventually that Taylor Trammell will help Padres fans feel better. And that's not without any kind of evaluation of Franmil Reyes as a teammate, a player, anything like that. I think, you know, Trammell's had not a great year, so people may go and look at the numbers and wonder what all the fuss is about. But I think he has a chance to be a dynamic up-the-middle player. He's got 20-20 upside. He's got personality off the charts and makeup off the charts. There is a lot to like with him. So once he gets to San Diego, I think there's going to be excitement because of it.
What's the scuttlebutt on Trammell this year and the fact that he's hitting .236 in Double A. It's midway through the season. He's got a second half to come. Is anybody concerned that his numbers are a little bit lower than that of a potential superstar right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at his numbers overall, they haven't jumped off the page. And I think, you know, looking back at just how we've evaluated him, this is a guy when he signed out of high school, was a multi-sport star. He could have played football in college. And the thinking was, it's going to take him a little while to figure it out. And it did him out of the gate. He had a really good summer debut in the Pioneer League. He had a really, really good first full season. And his aptitude and his baseball IQ was much higher than people anticipated for a guy who had been splitting his focus, you know, multiple sports. The sort of general rule of thumb for guys like that is that they're, you know, they're sort of raw toolsy types. It take a little longer to figure things out. And when he didn't do that, it raised the expectation bar for him. And I think what's happened is that as he's moved to the upper levels, it's been tougher for him to make adjustments. That said, he still gets on base. He still draws a ton of walks. He does not strike out a ton. There is a lot of upside, and he doesn't turn 22 until September. So even if he has to repeat Double A next year, he's still young for his level. I really firmly believe he's going to figure it all out.
Now, Jonathan, when you look at this Padre ball club, they've made a lot of strides, especially at the big league level. Seen some guys like Chris Paddock come up. Obviously, Fernando Tatis Jr.'s come up and been nothing short of brilliant. Why do you think it is the Padres decided to bolster their farm system instead of going after a top-tier major league-ready talent?
Well, the team is obviously much improved.
Yeah.
And I even remember thinking last year that late, this was not a team that any contending team would want to play because they play loose and they're really talented. And any given day, they could give a contending team fits. But they're not contending just yet.
Right, right.
You know, they're not ready to pull a trade that's going to bring in a major big league talent to help them right this very second. And one of the reasons I think you make a trade like they do for Trammell is they can still afford to be patient. They don't need him to figure it out right this second. They, you know, they're going to be a better team at the big league level next year. And even if he's not ready until second half of next year or 2021, they have the ability and the depth to be able to do that. You know, so I think that's why they would make a trade like this. Now, why they would trade away a young established big leaguer, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, Trammell is a superior defender by far. I think maybe they looked at what they had and thought they don't really have a true center fielder, and Trammell is that. So, you know, I think that's part of the reason why they targeted him in this three-team trade. And they had some pitching depth to deal from. So, you know, I think that's why they ended up where they're at. I think it would have been a mistake for them to start selling off the depth of their farm system for a big league piece right now. That time is going soon, maybe as soon as next year.
I hope you're right, Jonathan. Jonathan Mayo, MLB Pipeline, joining us here to talk a little about this Padre trade deadline and Taylor Trammell and all the moves the Padres have made here. Is there any way to put a time frame on about when the Padres get to the point where they say, all right, now we've got all the prospects we need. Now it's time to, you know, package a few of them for some established players. It's time to bring a few of them up and put them in the lineup. It's time to see what some of these guys can do. To me, you can only stockpile talent for so long. Eventually, you have to actually find out whether you've got something. What's the time frame on that? I know it's almost impossible to predict, but just in general, for teams in the Padres situation, about, you know, where are we at on that?
Well, I mean, didn't they go out and get Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer?
Yeah, I think so. Good point.
This is not a team that has only been in rebuilding mode. I think they've tried to accelerate the timetable, and those are, you know, the proof positive that there's more than one way to acquire major league talent. So they were willing to spend money on the free agent market. I think the time will come soon. People ask all the time, is the industry overvaluing prospects? Maybe. I'm not the right guy to ask that question. Right. I mean, I live with prospects all the time. I have an obvious bias. I understand the need to trade prospects at time, and the Padres system is so deep that they can start trading guys who will be of value without giving up the Luis Patinos that they have in the system, or, you know, Tatis before that. I think, you know, starting this offseason, maybe next year, you could see them starting to do that. But they could also go into this offseason and be really active in spending in the free agent market if they're able to, and that doesn't impact their farm system at all. Now, what that will create is a backlog where the trading of the prospects will be more palatable because they have big league pieces already in place in those positions.
Jonathan, one more before I let you get out of here. Obviously, Jonathan joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Jonathan Mayo, MLB Pipeline. Jonathan, I got to ask you about another team in this division, the Diamondbacks. They trade away Zach Greinke, and I mean, on paper, it looks like they got a haul: 3, 4, 5, and 22 ranked prospects out of the Astros organization. I'm sure you've seen these guys. How good was this haul that the Diamondbacks pulled in?
Honestly, with the caveat knowing that Zach Greinke had a no trade for half the teams in baseball and he had an enormous contract, I was very surprised that the Houston Astros were able to make that trade without giving up either of their top two prospects in Kyle Tucker or Forrest Whitley. That's not to say that they didn't get quantity back in that trade. Seth Beer can really hit, but, you know, his best position is batter's box. So, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay at first base. I guess he plays the outfield. The Astros have been trying that. I don't think that's going to work long term, but he can hit. The other guy, I mean, Corbin Martin just had Tommy John surgery, so you don't know what you're going to get back. J.B. Bukauskas has an electric arm, but he hasn't found the strike zone this year at all. I think he ends up a relief pitcher. So suddenly what seems like a really, really good haul is more of a head-scratcher. I think one of the things people need to keep in mind is, yes, they got the Astros 3, 4, 5 prospects, but the Astros system is not what it used to be. It's not Padres or the Rays. And I can tell you, I don't know exactly where they slotted in. I don't do the Diamondbacks top 30, but I'm fairly certain that Martin and Bukauskas won't be in the Diamondbacks top 10. It was fine. You know, and it may have been that given all those sort of caveats that I said, about Greinke, that this was the best they could do, and they said, we better get quantity and unload as much of this contract as we can. They also traded away Jazz Chisholm to the Marlins, Chisholm was their best prospect, who has struggled this year, but still, I don't totally understand what was going on with the Diamondbacks. So maybe I'll be proven wrong. Martin and Bukauskas do have very good arms. If they get sorted out and healthy, then it suddenly seems like a much better trade.
Well, hopefully the Diamondbacks just messed up for like the next 6 years.
that would make a lot of San Diego's fans. Jonathan, thank you for your time, man, and as always, spot on with your evaluation.
Really good stuff,
Jonathan. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be with you guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.